Hello everyone, this is Junaid here from Edureka, and I welcome you all to this session in which I'm going to talk about top cyber attacks in the history. So without any further delay, let's take a look at today's agenda. We'll start this session by understanding why we need cybersecurity and what does it do. Then we shall discuss the types of cyber attacks, followed by some of the top cyber attacks in the history. Moving ahead, I'll be speaking about the challenges that we face, that is nothing but cyber threats. And finally, we will end this session by discussing what the future of cybersecurity would look like. Before we begin, do consider subscribing to our channel and hit the bell icon to stay updated on trending technologies. And also, if you're looking for online training certification in cybersecurity, check out the link given in the description box below. Let us start off by understanding why and what is cybersecurity. We all live in a digital era that understands that our private information is more vulnerable than ever before. What I'm trying to say here is, we all live in a world that is networked together from internet banking to government infrastructure, where data is stored on computers and other devices. The portion of the data can be sensitive information, which when authorized access could have negative consequences. So, why do we need cybersecurity? I'm sure you guys by now have a wild guess why we need cybersecurity. Well, with lots of online activities, cyber attacks are on the rise, and the cyber attack is now an international concern. Organizations transmit sensitive data across the network and to other devices while doing their business activities. And cybersecurity ensures protecting that information and system that is being used to process it and store it. So coming to what is cybersecurity? Well, cybersecurity is a set of principles and practice designed to protect our computing resources and online infrastructure against threats. What I'm trying to say here is, due to heavy dependency on computers in modern industry that store and transmit abundant amount of confidential and essential information, cybersecurity has become a critical part of a digital function. So now that we know why and what is cybersecurity, let us see different types of cyber attackers. As I mentioned earlier, we live in an era where we are totally dependent on computers and internet for our day-to-day activities. What basically happens in cyber attack is exploitation of computer system and network. We can broadly classify these type of attacks into two categories, that is web-based attacks and system-based attacks. Coming off with web-based attacks, these are the attacks that occurs on a website or web applications. Some of the important web-based attacks are injection attack. In injection attack, some data will be injected into web application to manipulate the backend security and fetch the required information. Example for this is SQL injection, code injection, log injection, and XML injection. Then we have session hijacking. It is an attack on a user's session over a protected network. You see, web application creates something called as cookies to store the state and user's session. By stealing the cookie, an attacker can have access to all the user data. Moving ahead to phishing. Phishing is a type of attack which attempts to steal sensitive information like users' login credentials, credit card numbers, and many more. It occurs when an attacker is masquerading a trustworthy entity in an electronic community network. Then we have something called as brute force attack. It is a type of attack which uses a trial and error method. This attack generates a large number of gestures and validates them to obtain accurate data like user password and personal identification number. This attack may be used by criminals to crack encrypted data or security information to test an organization's network security. Moving ahead to the next category, that is nothing but system-based attack. Well, system-based attack, these are the attacks that are intended to compromise a computer or a computer network. Some of the important system-based networks are as follows. Starting off with virus. It is a type of malicious software program that spreads throughout the computer without the knowledge of a user. Wondering how it works? Well, it is a self-replicating malicious computer program by making copies of itself into other computer when it's executed. Then we have worm. It is a type of malware whose primary function is to replicate itself to spread throughout the computer. In general, it works the same as a computer virus, but worms often originate from email attachment that appear to be from a trustworthy senders. Then moving ahead, we have something called as Trojan horse. Trojan horse is a malicious program that causes unexpected changes to the computer setting or an unusual activity even when the computer should be idle. So what happens here is, it appears to be a normal application, but when opened or executed, some of the malicious code will run in the background without the consent of the user. Finally, we have backdoors. Backdoors is a method that bypasses normal authentication process. A developer may create a backdoor so that an application or operating system can be accessed for troubleshooting or other purposes. All right, guys, moving ahead, let's see some of the top cyber attacks in the history. Starting off with Adobe. Adobe was going through hell. Well, you see, Adobe announced on October 2013 a massive attack or massive hacking of its IT infrastructure, where personal information of about 22.9 million accounts was stolen, which includes login IDs, passwords, name, credit card numbers, and expiry date. and the file discovered on the internet later, but number of accounts that were affected by this attack was about 150 million. To access this information, hackers took advantage of security breaches at publishers specifically related to security practices and around passwords. The stolen passwords have been encrypted instead of being chopped as per recommendation. Fortunately, this led to banking data not being stolen. This is because of high quality encryption by Adobe. The company was attacked not only for its customer information, but also for its product data. Indeed, the most worrying part about Adobe was about 40 GB of source code. For instance, the entire source code of ColdFusion product was stolen, as well as the part of source code of Adobe Acrobat Reader and Photoshop was also stolen. So the next one is a target. So people usually say that's target targeted, right? So Target, this is the second largest US discount retailer chain, which was a victim of large-scale cyber attack in December 2013. Data from about 110 million customers was hijacked between 27 November to December 15, including banking data of 40 million customers and personal data, which included names, postal address, telephone numbers, and emails. And it was not the Target who discovered the attack. The American Secret Service, who detected abnormal banking movement and warned the brand. According to several US security services, the hacker group was located in Eastern Europe. It had installed malware in the cash registers to read information from credit card terminals. The technique is known as ramscaping. Once the data has been hacked, attacker resold it to the black market. Target was ultimately required to pay over $18 million as a settlement for state investigation into the attack. Moving ahead to the next one, that is Sony. So there was a panic at Sony. In April 2011, Sony's PlayStation Network was attacked. The multiplayer gaming service, online games purchasing, and live content distribution of Japanese brand contained the personal data of 77 million users was leaked. Banking information of tens and thousands of players was also compromised. After the intrusion was detected, PlayStation Network as well as Sony Online Entertainment were closed for 1 month. To appease their users, Sony paid around $15 million in compensation, plus few million dollars as a legal fees in addition to having to refund people whose banking accounts were illegally used. This cyber attack could have been largely avoided. Indeed, hackers were well known about vulnerability that Sony chose to ignore. Data was unencrypted and could easily be hijacked to a very simple technique, that is SQL injection. Moving ahead to our next crisis, that is at Equifax. Equifax, an American credit company, revealed that it had suffered a cybersecurity attack over a course of months. Detected in 2017, it contained personal data which had names, date of birth, social security numbers, and driver license numbers. It contained information of about 143 million Americans, Canadians, and British customers, as well as 200,000 credit card numbers. So moving ahead, we have a cyber attack which occurred in South Korea. South Korea learned in January 2014 that data from about 100 million credit cards have been stolen over the course of several years. In addition to that, 20 million bank accounts have been hijacked. For fear of having their bank accounts emptied, more than 200 million South Koreans had their credit card blocked or replaced. Behind the theft was an employee of South Korean Credit Bureau. He stole personal information from customers of credit card companies when he worked for them, for a consultant by simply copying the data to an external hard drive. He then resold the data to credit card traders and telemarketing companies. As you see here, this is a classic example of an insider threat. So the next cyber attack that occurred was with Marriott Hotels. You see, information of about 500 million guests at Marriott Hotel was compromised. Their banking details, date of birth, and many other information have been swept out. It seems that the account or the hacking was taking place since 2014, but was only spotted during the month of September of 2018. Marriott was first alerted to the potential breach in September. It said that there are internal security tools found someone was trying to access its database. It then found out people seem to have been hacking its database since 2014 and they copied information apparently with the intent of taking it. Alright guys, these were some of the top cyber attacks that struck the industry. So moving ahead, let's check out some of the challenges that we are facing with respect to cybersecurity. Starting off with ransomware attack. Ransomware attacks have become popular in the last few years and pose one of the most India's prominent cybersecurity challenge in 2020. According to cybersecurity firm Sophia, about 82% of India's organizations were hit by ransomware attack in the last 6 months. You see, ransomware attack involves hacking into a user's data and preventing them from accessing it until a ransom amount is being paid. Although ransomware attacks are critical for individual users, but more so for businesses who can't access the data for running their daily operation. However, with the most ransomware attack, attackers don't release the data even after the payment, instead try to exploit more money. The next most common cybersecurity challenge is IoT attack. According to IoT analysis, there will be about 106 billion IoT devices in 2021. IoT devices are computing, digital, and mechanical devices that can autonomously transmit data over a network. Example of an IoT device include desktop, laptop, mobile phones, smart security device, and many more. As the adoption of IoT devices is increasing in an unpredicted rate, so are the challenges of cybersecurity. Attacking IoT device can result in compromise of sensitive user data, and safeguarding IoT device is one of the biggest challenges in the cybersecurity domain. The next type of attack is the cloud attack. We all know most of us today use cloud services for personal and professional needs. Also, hacking cloud platform to steal our user data is one of the challenges in cybersecurity for businesses. We all are aware of the infamous iCloud attack, which exposed private photos of celebrity. If such attacks is carried out in enterprise data, it could pose a massive threat to the organization and maybe could even lead to its possible collapse. Finally, we have phishing attack. You see, phishing is a type of social engineering attack often used to steal user data, including login credentials or credit card numbers and many more. Unlike ransomware attack, the hacker, upon gaining access to the confidential user data, doesn't block it. Instead, they use it for their own advantage, such as online shopping and illegal money transfer. Phishing attacks are prevalent among hackers as they can exploit user data until the user finds out about it. Phishing attack remains one of the major challenges for cybersecurity in India, as the demographic here isn't well-versed with handling confidential data. So moving ahead, let's see the future of cybersecurity. The rate at which cybercrime is increasing is alarming. Almost every week, a high-profile cybercrime is being reported. Every business is in its own unique stage of digital transformation. However, it doesn't matter how far your business is going, it should consider security as its topmost priority. Cybersecurity professionals will be in high demand. You see, the need for cybersecurity professionals is as dire as with the passing days, as new attacks are being coined which are more harmful than the previous one. These rising threats require skilled cybersecurity professionals to help ensure safeguard for the individual as well as for the organization. We can also expect robust integration of artificial intelligence in cybersecurity tools and techniques. This is because it improves security expertise, analyzation, study, and understanding cybercrime. It enhances security technology that companies use to combat cybercrime and help keep their organization and customers safe. We can also expect more of automation. In the future, automation of many roles and tools can also be heavily implemented. This will allow performing a constant search for threats and deploying immediate remedies, right? Alright guys, with this we come to the end of our session. I hope you enjoyed and learned something new. If you have any further queries, please do mention them in the comment box below. Until next time, goodbye and take care.
I hope you have enjoyed listening to this video. Please be kind enough to like it, and you can comment any of your doubts and queries, and we will reply them at the earliest. Do look out for more videos in our playlist and subscribe to EduReka channel to learn more. Happy learning!